Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Well, like I've already said, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. We're going to be taking some scripture out of the book of Job. The Lord gave us this a couple of weeks ago, and we've been looking at it and praying about it and studying on it. And I believe with all my heart, when Tommy asked me if I would fill in for him tonight, this is coming right back to me, so I'm just going to depend on the Lord that this is what he wants tonight. I can't do anything without him.
That's right.
I've made it public, I think, in all the churches that I've ever stood and preached in, that I can't stand up here without him. It bothers me. It scares me to stand in front of a crowd, especially try to talk. And I told God when he called me to preach, I said, "You're going to have to be right there with me, God, because I can't do it." And praise be to God, he's always come through with his part. Now, I've let him down several times in my ministry, but he's always been faithful when I call upon him. And as I've already said, if you need to call upon the Lord tonight, this altar's up here, feel free. Get humble with God tonight and just come on up here and bow down before him and have a little talk with him. There's no shame in that. Like I said, he wants to hear from each and every one of his children. And if you've been saved by the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ, you're one of his.
That's right.
And we have that privilege that we can come and talk to our Lord and Savior, that we can talk to God what's on our heart. Mm-hmm. And he's just to hear us. That's all we've got to do is just bow down before him. And talk to him. I know I've had to come back to this altar several times and get down and talk to him. Now, I'm not saying you have to be at this altar. You can be at home. You can be in your car. Just wherever. I've said it before a couple of times when I was working out at the Forks of the River. Me and Lord had a good conversation, me just driving from Maryville to Knoxville. And but just, you know, anywhere that you feel that you need to talk to God, that's the time to talk. Don't put it off. Don't wait till you get to church on a Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday. Talk to him right then, because he's bearing on your heart at that very minute that he wants to hear from you. So don't wait. And talk to God about it and pray to God. But we want to read just about four verses out of Job 14. And you pray for us for just a little while. Like I said, we will not try to keep you. It's too late tonight. It's dark out there. And oh, yeah, time goes back this Sunday. Yeah. So don't make excuse not being here Sunday morning that you forgot to set your clock back. So, but it will be, you set it back, so remember that. But in the 14th verse of Job, the Bible says, "And that man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of tribute. He cometh forth as flowing as flowers and is cut down. He feedeth also as shadow and commit not. And dost thou open thy eyes upon such one and bringeth me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one." Our most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, as we come to you, God, just as humbly as we know how, God, we pray, Father God, once again, Lord, that you would help us tonight, God, that you would just bless us tonight, God, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you just lead, guide, and direct, Lord, in everything that's said or done here, God, to be to glorify your precious and holy name, Lord. Father, we need your help, dear God, in whatever we do, whatever we say, Lord, and however we preach, God. We want you to come into our heart tonight, God, and just bless us with that precious and Holy Spirit. We love you, we praise you, in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. And we want to look at a couple of things in these verses that God has revealed to me. And it says in the first verse, it said, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't speak for anybody else that's sitting here tonight, but I lived, before I got saved, I lived in a troubled time. No, I wasn't like a lot of people. I've heard testimonies from men and women alike about what they've done in their younger years of growing up. And I didn't get into a lot of drugs or drinking heavy or out here chasing women and all that stuff. But I was still in a time of my life that before I got saved, I was in trouble because I was doomed for a devil's hell. My friend tonight, from the time that we are born on this earth, we're in trouble. And my friend tonight, we're going to have troubled times. Even if you're saved by God's grace, you're still going to have those troubled times. But my friend tonight, it's nothing like the trouble that you would be in if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friend tonight, from the time, as we've already said, that you're born on this earth, my friend, you're going through trials and tribulations. But my friend tonight, I want to tell you, you have a friend that wants to help you tonight if you'll just call upon his holy name to talk to, as we've already said, our Lord and Savior. Talk to our Maker, my friend. He's just and righteous to hear, to free you from whatever your troubles are. Praise be to God. When we want to go on down just a little further and see what the Bible says, and it says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? My friend tonight, there's only one that can do that, and that's the man that hung on the cross at Calvary. My friend tonight, he's the only one that can take an unclean vessel and make it pure. But listen, the man didn't save you from hell. My friend tonight, cleaned your heart. It was Jesus Christ that died on the cross that cleans you up. My friend tonight, he's the only one that can do that. A man can't do it. I can't do it. A man that's on this walk on this earth can't do it. It took the man that sacrificed his life to clean you up.
Yeah.
I've heard watched on TV some of these big churches that have several thousand people, members, and the preacher will stand up there and he'll preach to them and he'll say to them, my friend, if you'll come down and make your way down and sign this card, my friend, you'll spend eternity in heaven. My friend, that's not what my Bible says. It says you have to be convicted by the Holy Spirit of God. Then you have to him and get down and ask for forgiveness. My friend, it took his blood and nobody else's to save your wretched soul from hell.
Amen.
Who bring a clean thing out of an unclean? My friend tonight, before I got saved, right here in this old altar, that Sunday morning when the Holy Spirit started convicting my heart that I was lost and hellbound. My friend, the preacher that was up here preaching couldn't cleanse my heart. He couldn't save me from hell. My friend, tonight, I say it again, there's only one that can save you from the pits of hell, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That sacrificed himself. I don't know about anybody else. Praise be to God. I don't know if I could lay down my wife like that for anybody. But my friend, tonight, your God loved you enough to send down his son and spend 33 and a third years down here going through everything that we go through today. And my friend, you can't sit there and tell yourself, well, I can't go. He don't know what I'm going through. My friend, tonight, he knows all. That's what you're going through tonight. And he wants to help you if you're just willing to ask for it.
Yep, amen.
There was nobody else that could cleanse my heart that Sunday morning except Jesus. Now, we've got some great doctors out here on this planet, a whole lot smarter than I am. They can cure diseases. We've got some great scientists that have already cleared a lot of the diseases that back in old time the people died from. My friend, we got some great doctors that you can go to and tell you what's wrong and give you some medicine to take care of it. But my friend, tonight, there's only one that can save you from hell. There's only one that loved you enough that he gave his life that you would have spend eternity with him in heaven. Yeah. We have some great men that we can go to. We can have some great preachers that we can go to. But my friend, tonight, be careful of who you go to. If you go to a preacher or you go to some Bible study or something, be careful, because there are men out there that's not teaching what that God wants to be taught. And my friend, there's two preachers out there that's not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. My friend, we believe in the King James Version of the Bible, and I believe it's the truest Bible that's out there. My friend, they try to change it. They try to take the words out, make it a different meaning. They even took the blood that can save your soul from hell out of it. My friend, be careful who you go to. Make sure they're on the gospel. They know what they're talking about, so they don't lead you astray. I listen to a lot of preachers on TV and on the radio, and some of it I just can't get. Believe they even stand behind the pulpit and say what they say. My friend, they're leading people in the wrong path. They're still trying to build maybe their crowd up and to tickle their ears, as old times say. My friend, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's all that has to be done. Nothing more, nothing less. Just stand and listen to the preacher preach the word of God. And my friend, if it's the truth, then the Spirit of our witness
right
to it.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
We're destined to doom from the time that we still are born on this earth. As a little baby, everything is all cute and cuddly. Everything, the longer that we live here, more corrupt we get, more worse things get. So it ain't long that we have got sin in our heart. My friend, tonight, my friend, there's only one thing that can cleanse that dirty heart, that stony heart, as the Bible says, that turn it white as gold, and that's the man that died for you. My friend, he loved you enough that he went to that old ragged cross. He was willing to lay down on that cross and have those nails drove through his hands and through his feet, and stood up and be punctured in his side. And my friend, if that's not love for your brother, and I don't know what is, he was willing to do all that we might be saved, that we could spend eternity with him in heaven.
Yep, amen.
Yeah. What kind of love is that? That a man would do that. He was a man at that time. He was Jesus' son, yeah, but he was still a man at that time. He laid down his life for something like me, that I wouldn't have to spend eternity in hell. And that's all I had to do, was obey His Spirit.
Yep. Yep.
Realize in my heart that His Spirit was dealing with me. Realize that I needed Him in my life to take all the unclean stuff out and purify it. I still sin. Now you say, wait a minute, preacher, you're going to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I am. As long as I'm down here in this flesh and body, I'm going to sin. But I've learned through the years that I've got a place that I can come back to. Maybe it's at the house. Maybe it's up here at the church. Maybe it's, like I said, driving my car, driving my truck. When the Holy Spirit of God convicts my heart that I've done something against His will, or I've watched something that's against His will, or I've said something that He pricks my heart that I can get down, I can stop, or I can keep on driving and just ask the Lord, Lord God, forgive me of my sins. And my friends, He's just to forgive me right then and there. And my friend, what kind of love is that, that you have somebody that you can go to and ask for forgiveness, ask for repentance, and He's just and mighty enough that He'll do that. And my friend, you look out here in this old world and things are going on. And my friend, people are sitting worried to death, Brother Justin, what's going to happen. My friend, tonight, God is still in the control of this, no matter how bad it gets. And no matter how bad it gets, if you're saved by Jesus Christ, you got a better place that you're going to be spend eternity.
Yeah, right.
No matter what goes on down here, if you've been saved, you're going to be in a better place. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'm looking forward to that holy time that God calls me home, that I can go across the Lake of Jordan and see the castles, see the streets of gold, see the mansion that He's built for this old boy. I don't deserve a mansion, but my friend, the Bible says that He went and built a mansion for me in heaven. Whew. Yeah. He built a mansion for me. As low down as I am, He still loved me enough to go to heaven to build me a mansion that when I get there, I can live in it. What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? He laid down His life for me, for us. He bled for me. He was beaten for me, just so I could have a mansion in heaven when it's time for me to go home, come home. I don't know when that time is. He might come through the eastern sky one of these nights, one of these days, and it'll be all over. Or I might live to an old age, and it's time for me to come on. And he'll say, "Brother, you've done good. Come on up here and see your mansion. See the streets of gold that I have prepared for you." Just because I was willing one Sunday to come and give my heart and soul to him. That's what's waiting on me. I can't speak for anybody else that's sitting in here tonight. I don't know your heart. Don't want to know it. But God does. God knows each and every one of our hearts tonight. Sitting here in his church. He knows what's troubling you tonight. He knows if you need to be saved tonight.
Yep.
You say, "Brother, how that?" God knows all.
Yeah.
He knows all. He knows every step you take. The Bible says he knows the hairs on your head. We don't have much, but he still knows them.
Yep.
You sit here and tell me that he don't know what's on your mind tonight, what's troubling you. If he knows the hairs on your head, he knows what's on your heart tonight.
Yep. Yep.
Come get a song, brother. We're through. So I ask you, do you need to have a little talk with God tonight? There's no shame in that. To me, there's more shame in not talking to God than they are talking to God. Because you know, you want whatever's on your heart tonight, but you want to carry that around from now on. You want to carry that, what's burdening you down. Why you can't come to church and praise him. It just takes that one little talk with him to get it all worked out. Get it all worked out. But you can come to his house no matter where it's at. And you can love him as he loved you. You can praise him.
Yep.
Give him honor for what he's done for you. As we stand and sing, if you need this altar tonight, I beg you to come and get things worked out for God. You'll never regret it. I've never regretted the day that I come up here and gave my life to him. Not a day has gone by that I say, "Lord, I wish I hadn't done that."
Yeah.
I've heard people say, "Well, I wish I'd done that sooner." I've never heard a person that's got down on their knees and asked God for help say, "Well, I wish I hadn't done that." They'll say, "I wish I had turned it over to God for now."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need to use this altar tonight, I ask you to come as they sing.